ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 Okay, so we were hearing about Bharat Maharaj and how Bharat Maharaj took the body of a deer at the time of death. He had an unfortunate accident in the mountains. He fell off the cliff and he thought of the deer at the time of death, and he became a deer in his next life.
我们前几课一直在讲述 Bharat Maharaj 的故事。他死亡之后呢，成为了一头鹿。有一个不幸的事件发生了，他从山峰上、山顶上摔下去了。当他死亡之际，他想着那头鹿，所以下一世便投生为一头鹿。So
although he'd been a devotee and he was very advanced, he had renounced everything, given up all attachment to the material world. Somehow, by the will of providence, he became attached to the deer.
他真是一个非常进步的奉献者，并且弃绝了一切，放弃了对物质世界的依附。但是由于命运的意志，他下一世投生为一头鹿。
So because he neglected his spiritual practice to take care of the deer, his consciousness became affected, his consciousness became absorbed in the thought of the deer instead of his spiritual practice.
因为他忽视了灵修，而转而依附了一头鹿。 因此他的知觉便受到影响，所以因为他专注于这头鹿，所以他的灵修便受到了严重的影响。This
example of Bharat Maharaj shows us how dangerous it is to engage in welfare activities for the benefit of other living entities.
Bharat Maharaj 的这个事例就向世人表明，从事于对其他生物体的福祉是极其危险的。If
we're not able to elevate them spiritually, then there's no benefit.
主。If
we're not able to elevate the living entity to the spiritual platform, then there's no benefit to our trying to help them.
如果不能在灵性层面上提升这些生物体，那么就没有什么好处。We
have to be able to bring them up to the spiritual platform. But you cannot bring an animal up to the spiritual platform.
我们必须能将它们提升到灵性层面，但是你无法能把动物提升到灵性层面。So
Bharat Maharaj took the body of a deer, but he was able to remember his previous life.
Bharat Maharaj 他投生为一头鹿，但是他还能记得他的前世。
So he was not attached to anything, he was not attached to his material situation.
他并不依附他的物质的情况。
He did not become attached to his mother deer. He was in the body of a deer. He did not become attached to the mother deer who gave birth to him. He left that home.
他也不依附于母鹿，虽然他从母鹿的子宫当中出生了，他也离开了家。
And after, as soon as he was able to walk a little bit and look after himself, he left the mother deer and he went back to the place where he had been living when he was in his previous life, when he was Bharat Maharaj. He went back to that place where the Gandaki River was.
一旦他能站起来走路，他就离开了他的母亲，就前往他前一世曾经灵修的地点 Gandaki 河流经的那个地方，那是他前一世作为 Bharat Maharaj 居住的地方。
So, association is very important. When we get association with devotees, we're very fortunate. We should understand that association is meant to help us go back to Godhead.
奉献者的联谊是非常重要的。如果能得到奉献者的联谊，那是非常幸运的。我们应该明白，奉献者能帮助我们回归神首。
It is not recommended that we remain attached to our birthplace and the family in which we have taken birth in. These things are not going to help us to become Krishna conscious.
并不建议我们依附于自己的出生地，也不能依附自己所出生的家庭，这些都不能帮助我们成为 Krishna 知觉。
We should take shelter of the association of devotees and the Krishna consciousness movement.
我们应当在 Krishna 知觉运动当中脱离于奉献者。
So in the body of the deer, Bharat Maharaj was very careful where he went and who he associated with.
在鹿的躯体当中 ，Bharat Maharaj 非常小心谨慎，他去哪里和谁联谊
？His only association was the super soul in his heart.
他唯一联谊的对象就是居于他心中的超灵。
So he remained in that place in the mountains where he'd been living before as Bharat Maharaj, and there he would live only on eating dry leaves.
他居住在他前世作为 Bharat Maharaj 所居住的那个山里头，他唯一的食物就是干，掉下来的干枯的树叶。
And he would bathe in the holy river, the Gandaki River, which was flowing there.
他在流经那个地方的 Gandaki 圣河中沐浴。
And he was, after some time, he was able to give up that body of the deer.
过了一段时间他便放弃了作为鹿的躯体。
So it's important to be able to go to a holy place to do devotional service. It's very powerful.
能去圣地从事奉献服务非常重要，因为在圣地是非常有力量的。
Especially when we're preparing to leave the body to go back to Godhead.
特别是当我们准备放弃躯体回归神首的时候
So, you go to the holy place, you can take bath, just like in Vrindavan, you can take bath in the Yamuna, in Mayapur, take bath in the Ganga.
在 Vrindavan, 圣地 Vrindavan, 可以在雅穆那圣河当中沐浴，而在 Mayapur,可以在神圣的恒河当中沐浴。
then by hearing and chanting the holy name regularly and hearing the pastimes, we get very purified. We become ready for liberation.
通过有规律的聆听和唱诵，通过聆听主的逍遥时光，我们便获得净化，能够做好准备。
But if we're not careful, we may fall victim to sense gratification.
我们可能堕落到感官享乐当中。
And if we fall victim to sense gratification, then we will get punished, at least for one lifetime.
如果我们成为感官
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.Ramana, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
好，那我们再试一下，现在可以听到，嗯。
好，再试一下。
Okay, so Bharat Maharaj, he took the body of the deer and then.He had to stay in that body of the deer for some time. And then he took his birth again. Next life, he took birth in a very pure Brahmana family.
Bharat Maharaj 投生为一头鹿，他在鹿的身体当中停留了一段时间，随后在下一世，他投生在一个非常纯洁的 Brahmana 家庭当中。
The Brahmana was...Very qualified, he had all the Brahminical qualities.
这位 Brahmana 是非常有资格的，拥有所有 Brahmana 的品质。
He studied the Vedas, and he was very good in giving charity.
他研习韦达经，非常擅长给予布施。
And he always liked to do devotional service.
他总是从事奉献服务。
He had 9 sons by his first wife.
他的第一位妻子生了九个儿子。
And he had a second wife, the younger wife, and from the younger wife, he had twins, one boy and one girl.
他第二位妻子给他生了一对双胞胎，龙凤胎，一个男孩和一个女孩。
And it said that that child, the boy from the twins, he was Bharat Maharaj.
据说。
好。So Bharat Maharaj was a great devotee.But he did not get success in just one life.
Bharata Maharaj 是一位伟大的奉献者，但他不，他不只经历他一生，这有回音呐，那个沙铁。
So he had to take his birth in the Brahmana family in the next life after the deer.Took birth in the Brahmana family.
然后呢，他在鹿的身体里之后，再一次投生在了一个婆罗门的家庭里。哦，等一下，我明白怎么回事。
When he was in the body of the deer, he was very careful when he was in the body of the deer, he could remember his previous life, and he was very sorry. He felt very bad.
所以他在鹿的躯体里，他知道他上生事情以后，他感到特别的难过，特别的悲伤。
Yeah, so he stayed in the forest, he stayed alone, and he always thought of Krishna.
所以呢他就独自待在森林中，独自自己一个人总是想着 Krishna。
And next life he got the birth, a good birth and a good Brahmana family。
然后下一生投生在一个好的家庭中，投生在婆罗门的家庭之中。
But although he was born in the Brahmana family, he was afraid about the family, about the relatives and the friends who were not devotees.
所以他投生在婆罗门的家庭中，他对他的亲朋好友特别的畏惧，特别的恐惧和害怕。
Because they were not devotees.
因为他们不是奉献者。
So he was always afraid. He was afraid that he might fall down again.
他就担心害怕自己再一次的堕落。
So he would always pretend to be like a mad person.
所以他表现的就像一个疯子一样。
And then because he behaved like he was stupid, like he was crazy,So people would not talk to him, they just ignored him.
因为他表现得像个疯子，像个愚蠢的 蠢蛋蠢人一样，所以那些亲朋好友们就不跟他说话，就轻视他，忽略他。
So he didn't have to, that way he could avoid all the bad association.
以此他就避免了那些不良的联谊和交往。
But in his mind, in his heart, he would always be chanting the glories of the Lord and remembering the Lord.
而且他的心意和内心中总是想着主，总是在唱颂着主，在荣耀着主。
So he was teaching how important association is. Have to be very careful.
所以他教导我们联谊是多么的重要，和谁联谊交往大家要小心。
And if you associate with non-devotees, it can be very dangerous.
与非奉献者联谊危险太大。
So, the Brahmana who was the father of Bharat Maharaj,He was always attached to his son. He liked his son very much.
这个巴拉塔的父亲身为婆罗门，特别依附他，依附这个儿子，特别爱这个儿子。
So his name was Jad Bharat now. Before he was Bharat Maharaj, then he became a deer. Next life, then he became Jad Bharat. As the son of the Brahmana, he got the name Jad Bharat.
他的上上生第一生叫名字叫Bharat Maharaj， 投生为鹿之后再次投生的婆罗门家庭，他给他儿子起名叫 Jagabharat。
Jada means somebody who's like stupid or crazy.
Jaga 的意思是愚蠢或疯狂的意思。
So they saw the nature of the boy. They thought, you know, nobody will ever marry him. He cannot become a grihastha.
这个父亲就看了这个孩子，这么蠢，没有人会嫁给他，他成不了这个grihastha居士。
So the father would try to give instructions to him.But the boy, the Jad Bharat, he would always do the opposite, whatever his father would teach him.
这个父亲总是试图给这孩子训示，但这个孩子总是做他父亲的训示相反的事。
Father would tell him that you have to wash, you have to bathe after you pass through, after you go to the toilet. So he would bathe first and then he would go and pass through.
他父亲说你上完厕所大便后要洗手沐浴，结果他呢 上厕所之前先沐浴，完了后去厕所去排便。
They tell him to eat with the right hand. He would eat with the left hand.
告诉他用右手吃饭，他偏用左手吃。
So he would do all these things just to, so that his father would not be attached to him.
他这么做就让他父亲不再依恋他了。
So same with Jadbarat, in his mind he was always doing devotional service.
所以这个巴尔塔的心意中总是从事着奉爱服务。
But his father wanted him to do karmakandi activities.
但是呢，他的父亲希望他做，总让他做这种 karmakandi 功利性活动。
So Jadbarat would always be, he would always pretend, he would pretend that he could not understand anything his father would teach him.
Bart 假装自己不知道他的父亲给他的教导。
His father would try to teach him all materialistic things about the duty of a Brahmin, about karmakandi activities.
他的父亲教那些物质层面的事情，比如说作为一个婆罗门怎么做这种karmakandi 公益性活动。
But Jadbarat just wanted to do devotional service.
但是Jadbarat 只是想做奉爱服务。
His father tried to teach him the Gayatri Mantra.He taught him for 4 months, but he was not able to teach him.
这个父亲教他盖亚曲曼陀罗教了四个月，没成功，不好使。
So the father of Jadbarat, he thought,He was attached to his son because, you know, he's the youngest son, so father was very attached.
这个加班的父亲呢、啊、特别依附他，为什么呢？因为他是他家中最小的儿子，一般最小的儿子就是父亲容易依附他。
He tried to teach him how to be a good brahmachari.
他教他怎么成为一个优秀的遵守生。
He would teach him how to be clean and how to serve the guru.
教他怎么清洁，怎么服务 guru.
Try to teach him how to do a fire sacrifice.
教他怎么做火祭。
But everything he taught him, he failed. He couldn't teach him.
无论教什么，都以失败而告终，就教不会。
Jadbarat would behave like that, so the father would get discouraged trying to teach him.
所以Jadbarat就是就这么做，所以他的父亲就失望了，对他失望透顶了，就不想再教他。
The father was very attached to his home.He was very attached to his home and he forgot that he was going to die. So it happened. After some time, the father, when people get very attached to family life, they forget they're going to die.
就人们呢、啊、特别依附家呀，就忘了自己有一天会玩完呢，会死掉的。
And then when the death comes and takes the people away, then it's very painful.
如果家人要死去的或从被带走了离去了，他们特别的痛苦。
Death never comes at the right time. It always comes when we don't want it.
这个时间在恰当时间肯定会来，但是即使我们不想，它该来还得来，时间一到，注定要发生。
But Jad Bharat, he was just thinking about going back to Godhead.
但加格巴拉特只是想着要回归守神。
He was not thinking about getting some good result from doing some karmakandi, some fruit of activity.
他不想通过 karmakandi 功利性活动想得到一个好的结果。
So after the father died,Then the elder wife, the first wife, she also gave up her body to go with her husband.
父亲死之后，他的第一个妻子随他丈夫一块去死，随他
而去了。
The younger wife, the younger wife died with the husband.And she left the older wife to take care of the twins.
那个最年幼的妻子随丈夫走了，那大妻子第一个妻子留了下来去照顾孩子。
Yeah, the older wife, she had the 9 sons. So the younger wife, she gave the twins to the older wife to take care of.
所以那个第一个妻子有9个孩子，这年轻的妻子生了一男一女的双胞胎，所以她要照顾这孩子。
So the younger wife, when she gave up her body to go with her husband, they went to a special planet called the Pati Loka. Pati means the husband. She went to the planet of her husband.
所以这个年轻的妻子跟着丈夫走，被提升到了这个 Pati Loka 这个星球。
So Jad Bharat was left in the care of his older brothers, the 9 brothers, and they didn't want to waste time with him. They knew he was stupid.
而这个加格巴尔特就被置于这个九个兄弟的照料之下，但是他不想跟这几个九个哥哥一起混，因为他知道他们都很蠢。
The 9 brothers were all Brahmanas, and they knew the Vedas, but they didn't do devotional service.
他这九个哥哥啊，都是婆罗门，都知道韦达经，但这九个哥哥不做奉爱服务。
So they did not understand the position of Jad Bharat. They didn't know he was a devotee. They could not understand him.
所以他们就不知道加达巴尔的地位，因为他是奉献者，不知道他的超游的地位，因为他们不是奉献者，所以他们不知道加达巴尔他是一个奉献者。
Some men they're not different from animals. The only difference, men have 2 legs, animals have 4 legs.
所以有的时候人。有的时候跟人跟动物一样，不同之处是有的人是2条腿，动物是4条腿。
So some of these two-legged animal men, they used to call Jad Bharat many bad names.
就这条两条腿的动物，这个人呢，就谩骂这个加巴拉特，给他起坏的外号。
Jad Bharat would get food by, he would go and beg.
What?
He would go and beg his food, whatever food he could beg, he would eat that.
然后加巴达是去乞讨食物吃，乞讨什么他就吃。
Because he had no attachment to the body, he would eat all kinds of bad food, rotten food.Some was pleasant, some was very unpleasant. He would eat that. He wouldn't care.
啊，所以他不加德巴尔的不依附这个身体，所以他有时乞讨这个东西啊，有的时候是腐烂的或变质的，他都不在乎，该吃就吃。
He had a very strong body, so he did not care about the winter or the summer. Yeah, he was very strong.
Yes, 他的躯体特别魁梧，特别强壮。
And he didn't worry about the cold or the heat or the wind or the rain. Didn't bother him.
他根本就不在乎酷暑炎热，有暴雨有雨，他都不在乎，这些都不会打扰到他。
And he would never take bath. He would never take a bath, and he would just lay and sleep. When he slept, he would just lay on the ground.
他从来不沐浴，困了就在土地地上一躺就睡。
So his body was very dirty.
所以他的身体呀、脏兮兮的。
And he'd wear a sacred thread. He'd wear a Brahmana thread. The Brahmana thread was all black with the dirt.
他带了一个婆罗门的圣线。这婆罗门圣线又黑又脏。
And he would wear a dirty cloth around him, like, you know, a loin cloth, like a dhoti, like cloth. He'd wrap his body with a dirty cloth.
而他身上裹了一个衣服像兜体一样，这个衣服也是看起来特别脏兮兮。
So when people saw him, they could understand he was born in a Brahmana family.And they would condemn him. They would say, you know, you're not a Brahmana. You're a fallen Brahmana.
所以，但人们看到以后，他们只想象不到他是来自于婆罗门的家庭，他们就谴责他：你不是婆罗门，你堕落了。
Actually, Bharat was fully transcendental.He did not worry about any material condition.
实际上这个加德巴尔是完全的超然的，他根本就不在乎这些任何的物质的境况。
If he needed some food, then he would do some work.
如果你需要食物的话，你得做一些工作。
So his brothers, they got Jadbarat to do some work in the fields.So that they say, you do this work, then we'll give you some food.
所以呢，他这个加德巴尔的这些哥哥们就让他在田地里工作，说你干这个活，我们就给你吃的。
But Jadbarat, he didn't know how to work in the fields. He didn't know how to do anything.
但是加德巴尔根本就不懂怎么干农活，田地里的活他一窍都不通。
So his brothers, they'd give him some really bad food. They'd give him all broken rice.
那哥哥们给他吃的那些食物都是碎米啊，特别不好吃，最不好吃的都给他吃。
And they'd give him grains which had been eaten by insects.
他给他一些和有昆子虫子的那些谷物。
And they'd let him eat whatever grains were stuck to the pot when they cooked. Some things would burn on the bottom of the pot. They'd let him eat that.
哦，有时给他一些的锅里煮糊的那些都吃的，糊都打把糊糊就烧焦的那些食物给他吃。
But Jadbarat didn't mind. He would eat it. He thought very nice. His nectar. He didn't have any bad feeling.
但是呢，加巴尔一点都不在乎，他们觉得，哎，他觉得是甘露啊，很好吃啊，他特别喜欢，他可不在乎，吃的可香了。
Because Jadbarat, he just wanted to get out of this material world. He didn't want to have to, so he was not attached to this temporary condition here in this world.
因为他就想逃离的离开这个世界，所以他对这个物质世界任何状况都毫不在意。
The material life, if we think this is good or this is bad, that's just the mind. We have to conquer the mind.
在物质世界，我们会认为这个好，这个不好，这些想法都来自于心意。我们应该征服这个心意。
Yeah, we have to come to the spiritual platform and be neutral in every situation.
我们应该来到灵性的层面上，对任何事情应该保持中立。
So, it happened.What, there was a gang of thieves who came from Sudra families and they were worshipping the goddess Kali.
有一些来自苏卓家庭中的一些土匪，他们崇拜卡利女神。
And they like to sacrifice, they'd find some crazy person and they would sacrifice him before the goddess Kali.
所以他们要给卡利女神做祭祀，他们要找个疯子，作为祭祀献给卡利女神。
Because they would say, well, this man is crazy. He's just an animal anyway, so it's okay to kill him.
所以他觉得，哎呀，这个疯子行，像个动物一样，我们可以祭祀他。
So these kind of people, these people who are demons, they worship the goddess Kali, and they do this kind of thing. They sacrifice people to the deity.
所以啊，这些从卡利女神这些崇拜的弟子，他们是恶魔，他们就去用人来给卡利女神做祭祀。
Yeah, they find people that actually they're not much different from animals. You know, they're very, very backward. They have no proper brain, so they sacrifice them.
他们找一个跟动物差不多的人，他们觉得这些人。缺心眼儿，没有良好的大脑，他们是最好的祭祀的人。
So it happened one time, this gang, they had one man ready for sacrifice, but he escaped from them. And so the gang were looking for him. They tried to find him everywhere. They looked everywhere, they couldn't find him. And then it so happened that they came.To the place where Judd Barat was, and they saw him.
然后有一天呢，就发生这些事儿。这些人呢，这些土匪，这些道人就想做一个祭祀，所以他们到处去找这样适合的人。碰巧他们来到了加德巴尔山待的这个地方，这个田地。
And it was actually the middle of the night, and Judd Barat, he was guarding the field.Because they didn't want any deer or wild pigs to come there in the field.
碰巧那个时候是半夜三更，加巴尔克在地里做守卫，防止那些鹿啊和动物啊来田地里搞破坏。
So the dacoits came there, they saw Judd Barat, and they saw, oh, he's got a nice strong body, and he's really stupid.They would be good to sacrifice him.
然后这些盗贼强盗正好来了，他们一看加巴尔特，哦，身体太强壮了，又那么蠢啊，这个人适合做祭祀。
So they tied him up with ropes and they brought him to the temple of the goddess Kali.
然后他们把加巴尔特就五花大绑带到了卡利女神的面前。
So even today, sometimes this kind of thing goes on.
即使现在有的人还在做这样的祭祀，来。
Yeah. Of course, they're very sinful people who do this.
只有罪恶昭彰的人，罪恶的人还做这样的事情。
They will take some very crazy person.And offer him to the goddess Kali.
他们做这样的这个事情，把这些供奉给卡利女神。
They never offer an intelligent person to goddess Kali. Only a crazy person.
他们不把有智慧的人，供奉给卡利女神，只把那些愚蠢的人来供奉给卡利女神。
So they thought Judd Barat
was the crazy person. They didn't realize he was the most intelligent person.
所以他们就找到了Jalabert, 他们以为他很蠢，但实际上 Jalabert 是最有智慧的人。
Now, Jadbarat was actually very strong. He didn't need, he could have fought back, but he let them tie him up and he let them take him away with them.
Jadbarat 身体特别强壮魁梧。And then
he let the dacoits, they let the gang take him as a prisoner. He didn't try to resist, he didn't try to defend.
他可能引道人用枪来了，但实际上他也 没反抗，很归顺他们。
Yeah, he thought, because Jadbarat, he was just depending on Krishna. He said, oh, Krishna wants this to happen, Krishna will help me, Krishna will protect me.
因为 Jadbarat 完全依附 Krishna, Krishna 想要他发生什么，他想发生什么就让他去发生，他完全依靠Krishna,
所以他没有反抗。 Yeah, he thought, if Krishna wants to kill me, he can kill me. If Krishna wants to protect me, he will protect me.
他想，如果 Krishna 杀了我，那就杀吧。如果 Krishna 保护我，那肯定会保护我的。
So they brought Jadbarat to the Kali temple, and they gave him a bath, and they put new cloth on him.And then they decorated him with some ornaments.
然后他们把加巴尔特带到卡利的庙前，给他沐浴，换上新的东西，给点好吃的。
And they put some tea-like on his body and sandalwood paste and flower garlands.
然后给他身上抹提拉克、檀香浆，就把他给他戴上花环。
And then they were making offerings to Goddess Kali. They brought her incense and they were offering some flowers and fruits.
然后开始在那带到卡利女神面前，开始给卡利女神供奉花，供奉香，还有什么？香、花环和吃的。
Now, just like when you worship the deity, they were doing all this. They were worshiping and they were singing songs and.Chanting prayers and beating drums and blowing the bugle.
就像我们 就像我们供奉神像的时候，他们也是这么供奉。完了，敲锣打用鼓，唱的祷文和歌，供奉香灯、水木花等等。还有那个铃。
And so they got Jadbarat to sit down in front of the deity.
然后他们让加尔巴尔特坐在神像的面前。
So there's some scriptures. In some scriptures, it tells about how to sacrifice an animal before the goddess Kali.
所以在经典中也介绍了一些如何在卡利女神面前祭祀一头动物。
Just like if you want to eat meat, then you have to take a goat, not a man. You take a goat before the goddess Kali.
就像如果一个人想吃肉的话，他要像供奉一头山羊，而不是供奉一个人。
And you can only do it once in a month because you can only do it on the dark moon night.
而且你要供奉的话，一个月只能做一次，而且在漆黑的夜晚没月亮的时候。
Right, so it's only once in a month that happened. Only once in a month you get the dark moon, and you take the goat in front of the goddess Kali.And then you tell the goat, I'm going to kill you, in the future you can kill me.
你要想吃这肉呢，你供奉山羊，而且一个月只能做一次，而且在漆黑的无月的夜晚，把这个山羊带到卡利女神的面前，在她耳边说，我现在要杀了你，将来你可以杀我。
Yeah, this is a Vedic mantra.You have to chant, tell the goat like that.
这就是伟达的曼陀罗，你在山羊面前就得念这个曼陀罗，我今天杀你，你未来你可以杀我，这是一个曼陀罗。
mantra.
So any intelligent person, they'll think about this. They'll think that, you know, in the future, the goat is going to come and the goat is going to kill me and eat me. Why I should do this?
一个有智慧的人，他就会想了：我现在杀了他，将来这个山羊或者屠龙人再把我杀，我做这些还有什么用处？那什么意义？So
from the gang, one of the men in the gang, he was like the leader, and he got his big knife, and he was ready to take blood from Jambarat to give to Goddess Kali to drink.
然后呢，这些家伙们有一个头领，看样的是个头，他拿着一种大刀，明晃晃大刀，想要割这个加格巴扎的血，用他的血来供奉卡利女神。So
when he picked up his knife and he began to chant the mantra, he was getting ready to kill Jambara.
然后他就拿起了刀，念着 mantra， 准备杀了加德巴扎。
So all the people there, all these people, they were all very low, but they were all very bad people. They did a lot of very sinful things. They were fully in the mode of passion and ignorance.
所以在场的那么多人都是那些低贱的、罪恶的、受处在激情和愚昧形态中的人。
And they were all thinking by sacrificing this man to Goddess Kali, they will become rich.
他们在想，如果把这样加的巴尔匠人供奉给卡利女神，他们都会变得富有，腰缠万贯了。So
they brought him before. So these people, they're very envious, and they could not understand Jambarat was a very advanced spiritual person.
所以他们就嫉妒成性，他们无法理解明白加巴尔塔是灵性上高度进步的人。He
was always meditating on the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
他总是在冥想自尊人格守神。And
he was born in a good Brahmana family.
他出生在优秀的婆罗门的家庭。
So according to Vedas, you're never supposed to kill a Brahmana. It's very sinful.
伟达的文化中说，严格禁止杀害婆罗门，这是最罪恶的事情。So
the goddess Kali, when she saw them getting ready to kill Jambarat, she could not tolerate.
卡利女神看到他们要准备杀了加德帕特，忍无可忍。
And she saw that they were getting ready to kill someone who was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord.
她看到他们要杀至尊主的一个伟大的真正的奉献者。
So from out of the deity, the goddess Kali personally came, and she was very angry, and she was very bright and effulgent. And she was in a very bad, very angry, in a great rage.
这个完了，卡利女神从神像中就出来了，浑身放射的光芒，怒发冲冠，简直是暴怒。So
because these people were going to kill a great devotee, she was coming to kill them.
因为他们想杀一位伟大的奉献者，他就想把他们全给干掉，都给杀了。There
was no reason why these people should kill Jambarat. He was not doing anybody any harm.
因为他无缘无故的就杀加拉巴尔特，加拉巴尔特没有伤任何人，他们无缘无故的就想把他给杀掉。So
the Goddess Kali came out from the deity.
卡利女神从神像里头出来了。
Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo. All right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. I finished. Finished.
现在有听见，你也有听见。
我这边没有听见，我们这边没有听见，没问题，我可以继续，你可以听到我，很好。Okay, so现在,
you know, people, they kill the animals, the innocent animals in the slaughterhouse today. Very simple.
现在人们在屠宰场宰杀那些无辜的动物们，非常罪恶。
They suffer. They'll get great severe reaction for that.
他们为此将承受巨大的痛苦。
So Goddess Kali appeared, and she was very angry, and she has very sharp teeth, and she came with a with her eyes flashing, and. She cut off the heads of all these people. All these people who were going to kill Jadbaran, she cut their heads off.
然后呢，卡利女神出来以后，她的牙齿非常的锋利，然后就开始把他们周围这些人的头都给砍掉了。
Haribo.
Hare Krishna. Good day.
Haribo Maharaj. I'm here.
We can hear you.
Who's there? Guru? 你听到了很好吗? Rajendra呢?
可以听到。我这边没问题。好。
So, Vashua, she drank the blood coming from their heads like it was a wine.
Out. 哦，他们就他杀了，就把这头砍下来以后，把那头里的血当酒喝，就卡利女神，把这头颅上的鲜血当酒喝。And
Kali came with all of her friends, who were all witches and female demons.
而且卡利女神有很多同游，都是女什么female what
demons
同游都是女恶魔。对，女恶魔，对，yeah。
And they take Haribo.
Haribo.
You think that ma?
Yes. Then you saw
Jelly, you're ting there, you're ting there. I said they were all singing together and they were dancing, and the female demons and the witches and Kali, they were all dancing together and singing songs.
然后，这卡利女神和这些女恶魔一起，翩翩起舞，引吭高歌，又唱又跳。And
they were throwing the heads of the demons back and forward to each other.
然后他们互相之间就扔这些盗贼的头颅，扔来扔去，嬉戏玩耍。So
you can see, although these people were supposed to be, they were offering Jadbarat to Kali, they were supposed to be her devotees, she did not think much of them. She did not like them.
所以你看到这些盗贼们虽然想把这个加格巴拉塔供奉给卡利女人，实际上说。 他们是卡利女神的奉献者，但卡利女神对他们一点都不喜欢。
No, she comes to kill them and to punish these demons.
然后卡利女神来杀了他们，以此来惩罚他们。
古人那儿有点断续哈。
对，他那个房间没有电的话，信号他的手机信号就不是太好。
嗯，
对，他得出到阳台上还能考，除非他来电，否则他那个信号屋里信号一直不是太好，因为他的密封性太强，信号进不了屋，所以他得出来。不过现在外边正在下雨，他也出不来。嗯，
我们快结束了，这有一点。
好，没问题。
So the demons they worship Kali to get material benefit.
这些强大的恶魔们为了物质的好处而崇拜卡利女神。
But if they make a little mistake or if they do something wrong, then they get heavy punishment.
只是出了一点点错误就全军覆没身败名裂。
If you commit an offense before a great personality, then you get punished very badly for it.
也因为只是冒犯了一个伟大的人物就遭到了严厉的惩罚。
So these demons were all killed.
所以这些恶魔都被杀了。
So devotee always takes shelter of Krishna at all times. He takes shelter of Krishna.
所以奉献者自始至终都托庇于 Krishna.
Even if somebody's threatening to cut their head off, they don't get disturbed. They just remain under the shelter of Krishna.
即使奉献者面临杀头的境况，也不被打扰，仍然。托庇于 Krishna.
A devotee is convinced of Krishna's protection.
奉献者坚信 Krishna 的保护。
He is never attached to the body.
奉献者永不依附躯体。
He knows the soul is different from the body.
奉献者清楚灵魂不同于躯体。
So he's not afraid of anything.
所以他无所畏惧。
Even somebody's going to kill him, he's not afraid.
即使面临杀头之祸，也无所畏惧。
So he does not even, a devotee does not even treat an enemy like an enemy. He sees everybody equally.
而且奉献者也不把敌人视为敌人，他平等待人。
And Krishna gives.Protection, all the protection to such a devotee who thinks like that.
Krishna 也是这样，在任何境况下，在所有情况下都会保护这样的奉献者。
Okay, so we can stop here today.
今天我们就到这儿。
有问题吗？
大姐妈大姐，问题我可看不到。
对，
先问他们的吧，我
现在还没有人发上来，我们稍等一下，因为刚刚大家都在聆听。在等的时候，我觉得也可以先把您的那个问题问一下吧，反正现在没有其他问题。让人怕不？
你问题啥来了？
我现在我看看。我找找，
你能看到吗？
马拉，在有的奉献者正在写问题，或者现在还没有问题，我给沙迪马拉姐提了两个问题。
好，
第一个问题就是与 Krishna 有五种关系，为什么如帕哥斯瓦米不把这个 Santa Ras 列为真正的奉爱？Santa Ras 是一个什么的？是一个什么状态和心态 ？Santa
Ras，Santa Ras are things like the cows in Vrindavan and
sometimes they say Krishna's flute is Shantaras, the flowers in Shantaras, the trees in Vrindavan, they're all in Shantaras. Shantaras.
Oh, did a sun.
Go ahead.
Shantara, 比如说是 Vrindavan 的牛啊， Krishna 的笛子啊， Krishna 的那个花环啊， What else? Flute, flower, and
the trees.
树， Vrindavan 的树。
The animals in Vrindavan, the cows.
Vrindavan 的牛，母牛和动物。
The idea of Shantaras is they're attracted by Krishna, but they don't do service directly.
这个 Shantara 就说他们也被 Krishna 吸引，但他们没有为 Krishna 做直接的服务。
The four Kumaras are in Shantaras.
那个库马尔斯，库马尔斯兄弟属于这种 Shantara。
Nine Yogendras, Shantara。
九个 Yogendras， 他们属于这种 Shantara， 中就是中性的服务，跟中性的关系。
都会。可以吗？回答。
可以。Thank you, Mara。
还有呢？
大体有人问吗？没有问。
对我们这儿现在有一个问题 ，Guru Manima 的提有一个问题。
啊，说吧。啊，说吧。
好的，就是请问马哈扎扎，巴扎特马哈扎的独自去隐居去隐退，那么其他伟大的圣王退休后怎么休息呢？
这个他的意思是 Jamart retired from his kingdom, but what about the other emperors? How did they do when they retired from the kingdom?
Usually they go to the forest.To do austerity when they retire.
一般来说，其他的君王退休之后都去森林做苦行去了。
Right after Grihastha, the next ashram is called Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means they go to forest.
居士生活 ，Grihastha 生活的下个阶段就是 Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha 就意味着去森林做苦修。
And sometimes they'll go with their wife also. They take their wives with them to the forest.
有的时候他们跟他的妻子们一块儿去森林。
Like Sobari Muni. You remember Sobari Muni who had been in the bottom of the Yamuna? And then he came out and he got married to 50 wives. He got 50 all sisters, all daughters of one king.
你还记得那个扫巴瑞穆尼吗？他就在亚摩那河底的做苦行，他出来后娶了一个国王的50个女儿。
And when he took Vanaprastha, they all went with them to the forest.
然后那个居士生活后，他就跟他们一起去了森林。
好的。Next.
Yeah, some they go up the Himalayas. They go to Badrik Ashram, like Dhruva Maharaj. He went up to Badrik Ashram, way up in the Himalayas.
那个有的国王呢，退休后去了喜马拉雅山，比如说Dhruva Maharaj，他去了Badrik修院。
Vaikuntha aeroplane came there, took him from Badrik Ashram, took him back to Godhead.
然后这个Vaikuntha无忧星宿来了架飞机，到了Badrik修院，就带着Dhruva Maharaj回归了。
So we had Rishabhdev. We told about Rishabhdev before. He went to South India. He went in the forest there. And he was in the forest and he burned, he gave up his body in the forest fire.
然后我们也讲过了这个 Rishabhdev, 他去了南印度有森林，他就在森林中，然后森林的一场大火，他就放弃了躯体，走了。
Dhritarashtra and Gandhari, they went to the forest together with Vidura. They went in the forest.
然后那个 Dhritarashtra 和他的妻子 Gandhari 和Vidura 一起去了森林。
And Dhritarashtra did meditation there, gave up his body in trance in the forest, and then his wife also went with him.
然后那个 Dhritarashtra 在森林中打坐冥想，后来跟他妻子一起放弃了躯体。
Yeah, the woman wouldn't like to be without the husband. So when the husband would leave the body, the wife would also leave with the husband.
一般这个妻子啊都跟丈夫在一起，丈夫离开躯体了，妻子都跟着一起殉葬了，就跟着一块走。
好的，我们下一个问题吗，胡如？
啊，可以，对。
好的，下一个问题，踩踏尔车让跑步，哈里克什纳顶拜古鲁德。现在很多人养猫、养狗、养宠物，甚至与宠物同吃同住，他们是不是就要投生为这些动物呢？
Yeah, very dangerous. It's very dangerous.
是的。
Animals.
是的，养宠物太危险了。
You keep them with you in the home. You get attached to them. Become affectionate to them.Not a good idea.
你把它，如果你把它们养在家里，给你同吃同睡，又同吃同睡，这个不是个好主意。
You have to be very careful.
小心了啊，要小心了。
So Prabhupada said, even you stay at home with the family, with the wife and the children, very dangerous.
奥帕甚至说你待在家里跟妻子孩子在一起也很危险。
Better to leave the home before the animal.
最好离家出走。
To prepare for the next life.
为下一生做足了准备。
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，Lila Devidasi， 顶拜Guru的莲花族，感谢翻译。讲课中您提到，加德巴拉塔国王表现得像疯子一样，他的亲朋好友都轻视他，所以他就避免了那些不良的涟漪。在喀利年代，作为奉献者，我们是不是也可以避免和亲人之间这种不良的涟漪呢？
In the Kali Yoga, as a devotee.
Yeah. Because Jed Bharat had been a devotee in his previous life, you know, before he became a deer, he was Bharat Maharaj. So he had already learned everything. So he had already been trained in devotional service, so he knew how to do devotional service.
因为在投生为鹿之前呢，他就是 Bharata Maharaj， 他已经受到训练做奉爱服务了，他知道怎么做奉爱服务。
But the reason why he fell down and he became attached to a deer was because he didn't have any association.
他堕落原因，投生为鹿，依附于鹿的原因，就是他缺少涟漪。
If he'd had association, then he would never have got attached to the deer.
如果他有联谊的话，他不会依附一头鹿而堕落。
So you know, you may say we want to be devotee. We also don't want, we want to avoid association. We want to avoid association of non-devotees. That's important. But we don't avoid the association of devotees.
但是呢，我们说你刚才说了，身为奉献者，我们不是避免联谊，我们要避免与非奉献者联谊，我们应该与奉献者联谊，不能避免联谊。
Jad Bharat was avoiding the association of the brothers because they were not devotees.
加达巴尔特避免跟他那些哥哥们联谊，是因为他们哥哥们兄弟们都不是奉献者。
But if they're devotees, then it's no problem.
如果他哥是奉献者，那联谊就没问题。
对，他问的就是是不是要避免和这些亲人非奉献者联谊，这种不良的联谊。
他说他的family members, relatives, they are non-devotees, so we should avoid them, right?
Yes, right.
是的，没错。
下一个问题。
第二个问题也是丽拉 David S 问的：如果门徒没有遵守在启迪时发下的誓言，对自己和对孤入会有什么样的后果呢
？Well, it's not good.You certainly, you don't do any good for yourself, and you don't do any good for the guru.
但这样做不好，对孤独，对你自己都大大的不好。
So if we promise to the guru to follow the principles, and then we don't follow, then how can the guru help you? He cannot help you, because you're not following.
如果你对咕噜发现誓言遵守规范原则，但你没有遵守，咕噜怎么能帮助你呢？没法帮助你。
So you have to consider, do you want to help yourself? Do you want to go back to Godhead? If you want to go back to Godhead, you have to follow. If you don't want to go back to Godhead, then it's okay. Then justYou don't follow the guru's instruction.
对，你要自己考虑清楚。你是不是要自救？你不是，你是不是想要回归守神？如果你要想回归守神和自救的话，你就要遵守。如果你不想回归守神，你可以不用遵守故的序语，可以胡作非为。
So sometimes it takes some time for us to understand how important it is to follow the instructions.
所以我们要知道这个遵守训示的重要性是要需要一段时间的。
As you become more mature and more serious about life, then you'll think more carefully.
所以你对这个人生啊，对这生命越成熟的话，越认真的话，你就会非常小心的去考虑这一点。
When we are young, we are very free. We don't worry very much. We don't think very much.
哎，我们年轻的时候比较开放，比较自由，想这方面的事儿不多。
We just want to enjoy. We just want to enjoy the senses.
啊，那个年轻时只是想着怎么享受自己的感官。
But then we find out we don't get real happiness.
最后你发现没有什么真正的快乐。
We get cheated.
你会知道，哎呀，被骗了，上当
了。So,
sometimes it takes some time for us to realize how important it is to practice Krishna consciousness.
所以要想知道这个修习 Krishna 自由的重要性啊，确实需要一段时间呐、啊，才能觉悟到有多重要。
Yes. Sometimes you're very fortunate to be born in a devotee family, to have connection with devotees.
有时特别幸运出生在奉献者的家庭，出生就是奉献者。
So it's a chance for you to become also devotee. It's much easier for you.
对你来说，成为奉献者是一个好机会，这样你会更容易一些，就出生在奉献者的家庭。
OK, 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。这位奉献者问顶拜咕噜，在工作中为了单位的利益，有时候要面对说谎这样的情况，不想因为这样的理由去说谎，那么这样的情况下怎么样寻求 Krishna 的庇护，避免自己处在这种危险的境地呢？
说谎
，Well,
tell a lie.
说谎
，Yeah, tell a lie.、Yeah. Well, you have to give the result. If you give the results to Krishna, then that will help.
如果你把结果供奉给 Krishna, 对你是大有帮助的。
Generally, we know if you do business with people, you have to tell lies in business.You know, the man will say, for you, I'm giving you the best price. I'm not making any profit.
比如说你做生意啊，肯定要说谎的。你对你的客户说，哎呀，我给你的价格就是最好的价格呀，我可没赚你钱呐，没利润呐。
But we should understand that this lying and cheating,that this will give some karma and that will come back to you. You get some reaction.
当然我们知道说谎啊会导致这个业报的，这个报应啊会回到我们身上的。
So if you want to get rid of that karma, you should give the results to the service of Krishna. That will help to protect you from the sin.
所以你要想摆脱这个业报啊，你就要把这个结果呀用于对 Krishna 的服务，这样你就会保护你不受这个业报的影响。
嗯，下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题 ，Iswari Madaji， 顶拜 Guru Day， 奉献者在死亡和意外时能感受到主的保护。但我们平时始终处于亚健康的状态，就是身体不是特别健康的这样一个状态，就没有好受的时候，很受打扰。到医院看病，也医治不好。那我们怎么在身体始终受病患影响的情况下，感觉到主的保护呢和照顾呢
？Well, Krishna.Protecting us from the is protecting the soul from falling into hell.
这个 Krishna 保护的是灵魂，他保护灵魂不掉到地狱里去。
The body is material.
身体是物质的。
There's going to be some disease, there's going to be some pain, some problems.
总会有病的，总会有问题的，总会疼的。
We have to tolerate.
我们要容忍呐。
Just like Jadabharat, he tolerated the heat and the cold, the wind and the rain. He didn't worry about it.
就像第二个巴勒特忍受的忍受的酷暑雨干等等。
So we also have to develop tolerance. We have to understand the nature of the material body.
所以我们要发展我们的容忍，我们要明白这个身体的本性是什么。
At the same time, we have to remember we're not the body.
同时我们还要记住，我们不是这具身体。
So we have to hear and practice more, remembering that we're not the body, we're the soul, we're living in the body.
所以我们要多聆听，多练习，记忆什么呢？我们不是这个身体，我们是身体里的那灵魂。
And one day we will give up this body.
总有一天我们要放弃这具身体。
So no need to be attached to this body.
所以你要学会不依恋，不执着，不依附这个身体。
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题 ，Russia Madaji， 顶拜 Guru。现在在 YY 上课程很多。个人的时间又非常有限，我们如何恰当的选择适合自己的课程来聆听呢
？Well, that's up to you to decide. You have to listen and find out which ones you like to hear more. Everybody has their own thinking, their own choice.
这取决于你呀、啊，应该你自己决定啊。你听的那课程，你应该选啊，哪个？适合你，你哪个你更适合你多去多听。每个人都有自己的喜好，每个人都应该自己去选择上哪一课。
They're all good. It's all good. They're all speaking about Krishna and Krishna consciousness and Bhakti Yoga. So it doesn't make any difference which one you like. You know, you have your own taste. You have to decide for yourself which ones you like to hear.
他们的这些课都是好的，因为都是谈 Krishna， Krishna 的服务，都谈的奉爱瑜伽都好。但你要根据你的品味，你自己决定你适合你喜欢哪一个，你就上来。
And some days will be more convenient than other days for you.
那你啊
？Some days.、One day may not be convenient, but the other days, you know, maybe Saturday is a convenient day.Maybe other days are not convenient.
对，有一天你可能不确定，完有一天你又确定，可是这两天你又不确定。Right?
有时候星期六方便，有时候不方便，需要看你的时表怎么样啊？看。
OK。就是你这一周当中，你看哪天你是方便的，可能你。今天你方便，可能明天不方便，周六方便，你要自己决定。
But it's all good. It's all devotional service. It's all hearing, chanting.
但这些课程都是好的，都是奉爱服务嘛，都适合聆听。
The guru is one. He comes in many different forms.
灵性导师是一个，但是以不同的形象来。
Yeah. 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，张巴巴提德维达西，有新的奉献者在读经典，也念诵圣名，但是因为他工作，一周七天都要工作，没有办法参加联谊，怎么办？
一周七天都有工作，没时间联谊怎么办？我
Well, you have to try to hear the class, try to associate on YY, hear the classes. If you can't hear, maybe you can get recordings.
那就努力到 YY 听课，也许 YY 讲课有录音，有时间可以听。
You're working just now. You won't always be working at that time. The work is always, it's not forever.
当你现在有工作，要记住你的工作不是永恒的，早晚有一天你会不会工作。
You're lucky you got a job. A lot of people nowadays don't get jobs.
你现在很幸运能有一份工作，现在很多人都没工作呀，都失业了。
So you have to keep the job, and at the same time, try to find some other time when you can get association.
你现在要保持这个工作，同时你还要找时间去听课、聆听，还要。
Association can just be with one other devotee. You don't need a lot of people. It can just be two of you.
你联谊不是说你要跟大量的分子联谊，你找一两个奉献者，那也叫联谊。
Yeah. 下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题，是哈日邦萨帕布的。圣帕帕德在离开后非常遗憾没有建立Varnashrama 体系。Bhaktisaru Swami 在他负责的庙宇建立了这个就是 Varnashrama 体系。就是在完成圣帕帕德没有完成的这样一个服务。咕噜可以具体给我们分享一下吗？您对这个就是这个体系对帕帕德非常重要是怎么理解的？
那个 TC
例子 System
哦 System
啊 Varnashrama Dharma System
Well
System right?
Well, the idea of Varnashrama Dharma is to engage everybody in Krishna's service.
This Varnashrama Dharma, 理想的 Dharma, 这个体系，让每个人从事对 Krishna 的服务，的风爱服务。
Everybody has different qualifications, different abilities, so according to their qualification and ability, find something which is suitable for them.
每个人的品质，每个人的品质和能力不一样，只要每个人要根据自己的品质、资格和能力去做相应的事儿。
So like Bhaktisaru Swami, he was trying to establish different businesses so that it would create some jobs for devotees.
然后Bhaktisaru Swami就做了各种各样的生意，就给奉献者提供一个工作的机会。
And at the same time, it would also generate some income to support the temple.
然后同时有一笔收入来支持庙宇。
Because all the time you have to put money to maintain the temple, it takes money, it takes some money, some funds to run the temple, so it becomes a problem to get money all the time to support the temple.
因为这个庙宇的运营啊、维系啊，需要。如果有的庙宇是没钱的，是经营运转都比较困难，比较有问题，所以我们需要钱。
So he was trying to set up some businesses like that, which would help to maintain temple.
所以他就创立一些生意做，为的是维系庙宇。
He was also recently he got some land in America, in Orlando. There he got some farm.And he wanted to bring cows there, have the older cows, they could stay there, and they could leave their bodies there.
对呀，这个妈在美国得了搞到一片地，他准备成立个农庄，把那些老牛啊、老母牛啊带到那里，完了在那里怎么样？他们这些牛老牛在那里离开身体。
So let people have the.That's also some engagement for them, you know, to be there on the farm, have some land, grow some vegetables, can become self-sufficient.
因为是个有片地嘛，是农庄嘛，肯定要需要一些人到那里去种地呀、啊，打自我这、这个自给自足啊，需要有人在那儿去种蔬菜呀、啊、等。
So Prabhupada also saw that it was difficult for people to follow the four principles and to be engaged fully in temple service, just preaching and worshipping the deity.
所以说帕巴也看到很多人很难遵守四个规范，只是在庙里全职服务崇拜神像，对一些人来说是比较难的。So
Prabhupada thought about making, having some engagement, proper work for them, give them some job.
所以帕巴就想应该给这些人提供一个恰当的工作，适合他们的工作去做。
Right, we have Brahman, not everybody's a Brahman. Some people, the nature is to be Vaishya, do business, and other people, nature is Sudra. Some people are Kshatriya.
所以有的人们看到我们要培养婆罗门，但不是所有人都能当婆罗门的，有的就适合当Vaishya，有的适合当Sudra，有的适合当Kshatriya。
So everybody according to their qualification, their nature should be properly engaged.
所以根据每个人的这个本性和资格品质，应该从事他们自己适合的工作。
So this is the idea of the Varnashram.
这就是Varnashrama，当然四社会阶层、四灵性制度的这个理想的这个方式体系。
Okay, 下一个问题。 下一个。
好的，下一个问题是智敏吗？大吉的顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译。 Krishna 是至尊洁净的，我们接近 Krishna， 接近 Guru， 需要层层的进化，有时候觉得这进化的过程挺痛苦的，怎么才能更加坚定的总是修理自己，才能在服务的过程中保持热情呢？怎么才能保持这种热情？进化过程，保持坚定。
purification，这种为特别痛苦。这个痛苦后怎么让我们坚定信心？痛苦就痛苦，但我还得进化，还得继续走。怎么有我怎么有这个信心？虽然进化很令人痛苦，但我还得进化，怎么办？我需要有决心，还有信心。我应该怎么有这种决心和信心？
嗯，Yeah. Well, enthusiasm. We get enthusiasm by being enthusiastic and by associating with other enthusiastic people.
我们怎么样才能有热情呢？热心呢？我们必须我们得和那些已经有热心的人联谊交往，才能培养出自己的热心。 热情
and determination comes by controlling the mind and senses.
决心来自于对自己的心意和感官的控制。
We have to be careful about sense gratification. We shouldn't get too much sense gratification.
我们要小心自己的感官享乐。
Yeah, when you get too much sense gratification, then you'll have weak determination.
如果你的感官享乐太多了，你的信心是虚弱的，是不足的。我回答他的问题吗？
大姐玛拉吉，玛拉吉有没有回答他的问题？好的，可以。我们现场的问题就现在就到这里了。软人帕布，您可以，您的那个问题，您可以私下问咕噜是吧？那好的，那好，那我们现场的问题就到这里了。我不知道智敏玛拉吉。 咕噜有没有回答您的这个问题？如果还有疑问，您也可以再说。如果没有的话，我们今天的课程就到这里结束了。
好了，马拉就没有问题了，
没有问题了。OK， OK， 感谢大家。哈利波，
感谢大家，哈利波。
最后说，感谢萨提亚，感谢拉杰德，感谢古鲁曼尼，所有的 functions， 感谢萨曼的问题。是的 ，Prabhupad ki jai，
萨
提瓦拉吉 ki jai， 古鲁曼尼 ki jai，
感谢帕布的翻译，救和救场，感恩大家的聆听，我们今天就到这结束了，哈利·克里什纳。